So the first thing is Tawheed Al-Uluhiyya. And this is what the Mushrik was believed. Rububiyya, sorry. Tawheed Al-Rububiyya, what is it? Sorry, say it again. Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, they believe that who create the earth and everything is Allah. But they don't, if you believe in Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, you don't, it doesn't mean that you are believe that you're supposed to pray and to fast, and if you want to make dua for God Jalla wa Ala, that doesn't mean. Can you bring the Mawrid? And I say, if you ask Kuffar Quraysh, who did the earth, they will answer what is the answer?
Allah.
Allah. And they are what? Muslim or kafir?
Kafir.
That what God say, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ لَيَقُولُنَّ خَلَقَهُنَّ الْعَزِيزُ الْعَلِيمُ. It's mean, if you ask Kuffar Quraysh, who create the samawat, what's meaning for samawat?
The sky,
and who did the earth, they gonna answer to you, not just Allah, they will say for you a name of God. They say Al-Azizu Al-Alim. So they are believed that who control the earth, who control, look for this word, control, who control the earth, God Jalla wa Ala. And all the earth and the life of the earth, I mean, under his control and under his power. So all Kuffar Quraysh, and they are Kuffar, here's the point, nobody against that God, he is create us and create the food and create the earth. Number of ayah. وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ, I think so you didn't write it, the ayah, of the dalil of what I am saying about Kuffar Quraysh, وَلَئِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. If you ask them, Kuffar Quraysh, who create the sky and the earth, they will answer to you, who create, not just Allah, they will say for you Al-Aziz Al-Alim. This is Ayat Al-Zukhruf, Ayat Al-Zukhruf number 9. This is what Tawheed Al-Rububiyya. This is Tawheed Ar-Rububiyya. And we say this Tawheed, its mean for this Tawheed, if I say for you what's meaning for Tawheed Ar-Rububiyya, it's mean that the human being believe that nobody control this earth and the life, all the life, just Allah. Alone. Just Allah alone, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, I want to hear from everybody, from you, for 2 minutes, to tell me, 2 minutes, not 2 seconds, to tell me about this Tawheed. What's the name of this Tawheed?
Tawheed
Ar-Rububiyyah. Yeah. Let me hear it from you.
Tawheed Ar-Rububiyyah is the crash the kuffar believe in, that God created the heavens and the earth alone, that no partners, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, if you ask them who created the earth, the skies and the earth, and they will say, the crash will say, Al-Aziz or Al-Halim. Mm-hmm. That's God who gave food. Everything to do with earth, who grow the plants, the trees, and everything.
Lovely.
Everything, God created everything.
Mm-hmm.
And the Quraysh, the Kuffar, all the human beings believe in this.
Lovely.
Allah who created.
Who believe in this, he become Muslim?
No.
He is not Muslim.
No.
Why? What's the proof for what you are saying? From?
From the ayat.
Yeah.
Az-Zukhruf. Ayah
9. 9, yes.
Ayah 9, Allah says, if you say to them, who created the heavens and the earth, and they will say, meaning the kuffar, Quraysh will say, indeed, it's al-Azim.
And it's worth nothing for them because they are still kafir. Right? So, now we will speak about, I'd like to hear it from you, what he said. Yeah. He forget one point. What's meaning for Tawheed al-Rububiyyah? I say it in two. What is it, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah?
It is the Tawheed of Allah's creator. He creates, he makes everything. He creates
that the God under his control. Here's the point. That God under his, the human being believe that God, Jalla wa Ala, Allah. No, the earth, all of it under his control. The second Tawheed, Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. وهو توحيد العبادة. توحيد العبادة. And the meaning for توحيد العبادة, إفراد الله عز وجل بالعبادة. That ibadah. What's meaning for ibadah?
Worship.
That. The worship, all the worship, we do it for God only. Nobody else. Alone. Allah Jalla wa'ala. The worship must be to be for Him alone, Jalla wa'ala. فالمستحق للعبادة هو الله. Who? المستحق. What's meaning for المستحق? I supposed to see the mawrid. Here is I think so. Yes, welcome. سلام ورحمة الله وبركاته. سلام ورحمة الله. حياكم الله. Here. سلام ورحمة الله. Welcome, brother. You can read it.
To deserve merit, deserve to be worthy of, to be entitled to, and have the right to, have the right to.
Yeah. To have right to. The right. Exactly. It's the right. The right. That God, Jalla wa'ala, He have the right only for al-ibadah. We are speaking, brother, about the tawheed. Come here, brother. Come here and come here.
That was al-mustahiq.
Yeah. Na'am. Right. You have the right. Full right. مستحق full right so what we are saying now what we say about الألوهية I want the two brothers, they heard what we said. Yes?
Say, Tuhid al-Uluhiyya, Tuhid al-Ibadah, the Prophet said, Tuhid al-Ibadah al-Uluhiyya is that we worship Allah alone. That Allah has the only right to worship alone. And the word Shaykh, he was al-Mustahiq, they have the full right to be worshipped alone.
And the dalil of the Quran for what I say that he is the what you say?
That all the worship is for Allah alone.
Yeah, and al-ibadah. And he is mustahiq. And what we say about the mustahiq?
Yes, full right.
The full right, the dalil of this, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ الْحَقِّ ذَلِكَ بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه باطل وأن ما يدعون من دونه باطل ذلك بأن الله هو الحق that Allah he is the right that أن الله that Allah he is the right and he is what we say about he is who have the right full right and against him al-aliha like what was the kuffar Quraysh ya'budun what we say the worship for him the asnam or like the idols or like the cross This is it's batil. What's meaning for batil?
False.
Sorry?
False.
Say it how to write it? Let me see it.
False.
What's meaning for falsehood?
You say that boy.
Batil.
this is it.
None void, none unvoid, invalid, of no legal force, not binding, not operative, inoperative, negatory, ineffective, abolished, cancelled, obsolete, outdated, attributes.
Falsehood.
Damn, falsehood.
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 Falsehood, huh?
No.
No, right. And everything against Allah is forced. What do you say it?
Falsehood.
Clear? What's meaning now for ibadah? I supposed to just to say for brothers. Alright? Be with me. We speak Tawheed, La ilaha illallah. It's for three meaning, brother. The first meaning, we say it for our brothers, but I will say it again quickly, that you can understand what we are saying right now. La ilaha illallah, it means that nobody created the earth and all of the earth, just Allah. This is one meaning. Also, there is another meaning which we are in it right now, that nobody he have the right to al-ibadah, what we say for it, the worship. Nobody have the right for the worship, just Allah Jalla wa Ala. This is Tawheed al-Uluhiyya. The first one who create the earth is Tawheed al-Rububiyya. Tawheed al-Rububiyya. The first one, Tawheed al-Rububiyya. So if one man he believe in Tawheed al-Rububiyya, you say for him, who create us? He say, God. Who create the banana? God. Who create the earth? God. Who create the samawat? Sky? God. Is he Muslim? It's not enough to be Muslim. And this is what Kuffar Quraysh was believed when they was with Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. والدليل في ذلك ولئن سألتهم من خلق السماوات والأرض ليقولن خلقهن. What we say? Read it from what you got. خلقهن what? العزيز العليم. If you ask them, they will answer to you that God create us and create everything, but they are still kafir. Why? Because they don't believe in another rukn. What's meaning for rukn? Like corner, knock. You know, the room is four arkan. Right? Islam. What's arkanul Islam? Shahadatu an la ilaha illallah. This is what is it? Arkan.
Pillars.
You got it? Pillars. This is the pillars of the Tawheed. Three things inside it. That Tawheed al-Rububiyya, and we say about the Tawheed al-Rububiyya that if you believe in it alone, you are still kafir. The another thing that Tawheed al-Uluhiyya, that you believe nobody, what we say?
Has the right to worship.
Exactly.
Batil.
Yeah. What is
falsehood.
It? Alright. Now, the worship, it's, when I say worship, under of it, it's mean for two things. The first thing, a name for everything what God like it and agree for it. From what we say or from what we do. Yeah, for the thing which we say it, or the thing. All right, right hand. Yes. What is it? What do we say? And we do. What we do, two things. We do something, everybody can say it. And there is something doing inside. Nobody see it. So, do for the both side. Do what is, everybody see it.
Apart.
What apart? Yeah? Write it. Bahar. Hidden. Write it. You. Apparent. Huh? For the apparent and hidden, the thing which inside you can't see it. Clear? So what's meaning for the ibadah? Everything.
Everything that Allah likes, whatever is agreed, pleased with, whatever we do within the Sharia.
From tongue
and actions,
and the actions. This is the meaning of what?
Worship.
To submit. This is another meaning, to submit for Allah Jalla wa Ala. We want to give an example. This is what we say, submit for Allah, to do what He say, and we quit and not to do what He don't want us to do it. Keep away from and we do all this thing under love Him, and we do all this thing under love Him and ta'zima. You know what's mean for ta'zima?
Exalted.
Exalted. Get it? So we do. What is it? Exalted?
Exalted.
Exalted, huh? Exalted. We say it again now. The worship for Allah under of it two meaning, we say, right? The first meaning, what is it? No. Huh? Excuse me?
Yeah.
One, I want to hear for one. You. The worship under of it two meaning, right? Yeah. Give me paper. Can you give me? Exactly. The worship under of it two meaning. The first meaning, salam, what is it?
We do whatever Allah has told us to do and we keep away from whatever Allah has told us not to do.
The worship I will say it again, got it. It's mean a name which under of it a name, the worship a name which under of it everything what God like it and God agree for it, like it and agree, it's different, huh? Like and agree which God like it and agree from what we are saying and what we are acting and doing or aberrant, what aberrant or midden, hidden, H hidden, alright, got it? This is the first meaning of worship. The nether, what we say, the nether, sorry? It's meaning, this is the meaning. It's the another meaning that التذلل we say, right? الذل to submit for Allah to do what he said and to quit and not to do what he dislike. Under love him and ta'zima. What do we say about it in English? Exalted. Got it? This is number two. This is the meaning of the worship. If anybody tell you what's the meaning for the worship, you will tell him it's under it two meaning. What's the first meaning?
It's a name for everything that Allah likes. That Allah likes and agrees with the thing we say and do, and that which is apparent and that which is hidden from our tongue.
Lovely. Got it? Say it again. This is the first meaning of the worship. Yes, say it.
It's a name for everything that which Allah likes and agrees with for things that we say and the things that we do from that which is apparent and that which is hidden on our tongues and on our actions.
An action. And then another meaning, what is it? Yes.
To submit to Allah, to submit by being obedient to Him and remaining away from the evil things, the wrong things. And
we do all this thing under? Under love Him?
And the love for him and at-taqdeem
ta'zima. And we do this. This is the another meaning. Got? So we spoke about tawheed
al-rububiyyah,
and we speak now about what's the meaning for Tawheed al-Rububiyyah?
In the beginning, Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is the
Rububiyyah, I see.
It's Tawheed of is what the Quraysh believed in, that Allah...
No. Tawheed, what I say for you now? Al-Rububiyyah, yes. What Kuffar Quraysh, but this is now the example. I want, what's the meaning for Tawheed al-Rububiyyah? What's the meaning?
Allah is the one in His Lordship.
Allah created him. He makes a rug.
Read it from what you got. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah?
The humans believe that the Allah is the controller of everything, and everything is under His control and power. That He makes everything, He creates everything, and He gives food, He sustains everything.
Yeah, we make it smaller. What? I want more. Little word, huh? Don't make it. I say it for
Allah,
you.
Allah,
He is
the creator,
and He is. The earth under His control. No, it's alright. Alright, get it? Say it again.
Allah controls everything under the whole earth and mankind.
Lovely. And nobody else with Him. Nobody else with Him. This is important to mention for it. Nobody else with Him. If you believe in this, do you become Muslim?
No.
No, you are not Muslim. If you believe just that God, He created, and God, He is under His control, all the earth and all everything, what we are seeing. And nobody against Him in this. This point, this thing, if you believe in it, you don't become Muslim. But if you are a Muslim, you're supposed to believe in this. Got it? If you believe in these things, you in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, in Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, you don't become Muslim. You are not Muslim. But, and that's why Kuffar Quraysh, they was believe in this. What's the proof for this, what I'm saying?
Allah said, if you ask them who created the sky and the earth, they will say it is Al-Azim, Al-Alim.
Al-Azizu, Al-Alim.
What's
the Al-Zukhruf. Number 9. Alright. Let us. I want to give an example for. Tawheed al-Ibadah. What's meaning for Tawheed al-Ibadah? What's meaning for Tawheed al-Ibadah? Excuse me. I think so you go back to make our brothers come. I think so you are not comfortable, huh? Can you bring this table, please? If you don't mind. Yeah, take it off. Up, you put it here. Yeah. Up, thank you. And put it for brother. I think so, it's better for you. Thank you, brother. The example for Tawheed al-Ibadah, what's mean for Tawheed al-Ibadah? And this is the Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Under Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, the meaning for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, example, the pray. We are doing it for who? For Allah. The pray, it doesn't fit under Tawheed al-Rububiyyah. The prayer under Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. It's the example for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. Because the prayer we are doing it for Allah. You need Ben? You lose it? You lose it?
There's a pen in my bag.
No, there is a pen here, I think.
My bag, Yaki.
All right. So the example we say Salat, we are doing it for who? For Allah Wahda, nobody with him. Like we say Dalil of the Quran from the second example for Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that the thanks just for him subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And God mentioning Quran for this important thing that we supposed to worship just for who? And it's under the Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah. God say, Ya ayyuhan nasu, a'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. يا أيها الناس اعبدوا. يا أيها الناس, it's a call for the people. It's mean, yeah, not believe, yeah. The people, يا أيها الناس اعبدوا, the worship ربكم. اعبدوا ربكم, your God, the Lord الذي خلقكم, الذي خلقكم, who create you. You see here the يا أيها الناس اعبدوا ربكم الذي خلقكم. Here's a دليل for that the people, they believe that God create. That's why God, he said جل وعلا, you supposed to worship who create you. If you are believing that I am create for all this earth, you're supposed to believe and to do the worship just for Allah Jalla wa'ala. Get it? Ya ayyuhan nasu, a'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. This the number, it's in Baqarah, but the number 21. Yeah, 21. Ya ayyuhan nasu, a'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum. So al-mustahiq lil-ibadah huwa Allah. What's meaning al-mustahiq? Yeah. Who have the right for the worship is Allah. This is the meaning for the ayah. Who have the right for the worship is Allah. and hears what I supposed to mention. If you read the kutub, the books, which is not Salafiyya, you will find the meaning of La ilaha illallah. Nobody created the earth, just Allah. Try to see it. Try to see it. You will find they are showing who created the earth is Allah. Who created us? Allah. Who gave us the life? Allah. This is alone, it's not enough to be Muslim. And this is, you will find it all books, just as Salafiyyah. The Salafiyyah, yeah, you will find it in Tablighi. Tablighi, if you write, if you read them books, you're gonna find this clearly. Number three, Tawheedullah, Tawheed Asma'illahi wa Sifati. تسمى توحيد الأسماء والصفات. توحيد الأسماء والصفات. توحيد الأسماء والصفات. That this names, الأسماء names only for God جل وعلا. And nobody have the right for these names, just Allah Jalla wa Ala. Ifradullahi bi asma'ihi. And he is one Jalla wa Ala in attribute. Alright, it's very difficult to me. Attribute, right? So in his names, Jalla wa Ala, and his attribute is Wahid Jalla wa Ala. And we supposed to ifrad him. What's mean ifrad? Ifrad. You got it? Ifrad. Ifrad that. Just him, only him. Got it? And under this two things, under al-asma'i wa-sifat, under tawheed al-asma'i wa-sifat, what we call it, tawheed al-asma'i wa-sifat. Alright, write it. Tawheed.
Ifrad only.
Ifrad. Yeah, Ifrad. Only him. That's the meaning. Yeah? What you say? What you write?
Tawheed Asma'i wa Sifat.
Yeah, Tawheed Asma'i. In English.
Attributes.
Yeah. Ifrad, just him. And this is the most important. Ifrad, just him. Huh? This is under of it two things. Ithbat. Ithbat. Isbat is it mean to prove. To prove. Isbat to prove. To prove for God that to prove and to believe for God that He Salam wa rahmatullah wa salam. He is al-mustahiq it mean he is al-mustahiq? Al-mustahiq. This part is, and we disprove, this is the second point, we disprove anything similarly for him in these things, in asma'ihi wa sifatihi. Got it? You got it? You did. Disprove nafi. Say the word.
Disprove.
Here. Say it.
Banishment. Relegation. Deportation. Expulsion.
Do you get it or not? The word nafi.
Disapprove is probably the best word.
Disapprove, yeah, that's it. Like, I will say for you, there is, we say, God, we believe that God have hand, but disprove that the hand is like our hand or like any hand in the world. Because nothing like him. You got what's the meaning?
Negate. Allah's hand is like our hand. We don't think that.
Yeah? Not negate. Nothing. You can't say it, but this is nafi. It's one word. I couldn't find exactly.
Refute.
What about reject?
Refute.
To turn away. To push away.
No.
No.
No. It's mean. Say it again. What we say?
Disprove.
Disapprove, yeah. What's meaning in it, disapprove in English?
You don't like it. No.
Reject.
We don't believe.
Yeah.
Well, we don't approve of it.
We don't approve of it. That's the meaning for it. Yeah. Nafi. Yeah. Not approve.
We don't allow it.
We don't allow it.
No.
All right? We don't allow it. Yeah. Anything like him, or similarly, like or similarly. What's the difference from like? Like it means exactly, like your picture. When I make a picture, this is like you, exactly, 100%. But if I say, oh, your brother, he's similarly, he's not like you, but we are against the similarly or like exactly. Got it or not? You find what the difference between similarly and like? So we are against this two meaning. For beside God names and God sifatihi attribute. Right? And these things for all name of God and all صفاته جل وعلا. You got it? Clear or not? I know it's difficult, but the الموضوع, what الموضوع in English? This thing is the most important. What we supposed to believe in it? So that's why we are the دليل for what I'm saying. It ليس كمثله شيء. ليس كمثله شيء. Nothing like him, جل وعلا. Nothing at all. Nothing like him. وهو السميع البصير. Nothing like him. وهو السميع البصير. This is in Shura, Surah Shura, Ayah 11. ليس كمثله شيء وهو السميع البصير. this ayah prove for us nothing similarly or like God in His name or in His attribute. It's very difficult. So when I say that, say it. And this tawheed, the third tawheed we say, right? This tawheed, most of the Muslim firaq, they are against us. Like Asha'ira, or like Sufiya, or like all these kind of Matrudiya, they are against us in this tawheed. There is some of them, they say, when God say, He proved that He got hand, that God say, hand of God, they say, we don't know what's the meaning of this. Hand, this is like somebody say, balaram. What's meaning for it? Nothing. It's exactly that is the meaning for it. Why? Because they say, if we believe that God's hand, that we believe that God is like our hand. Because that's the meaning for the hand. But God tell us in the Quran that laysa kamithlihi shay. So we believe that hand, it's mean different than the head, different than tree, different than leg, different than air, different than fish. This is different. When you say hand, it's different than these names. But we believe in it, but how is it? We don't know. This is لعالم الغيب والشهادة, that God knows it. So here is the point. We believe in it. How is it? Allahu A'lam. How is it? Allahu A'lam. Here. So Asma'ullah وصفات الله جل وعلا, we believe in it, what's in Quran and in Sunnah, that's it. This is the two ways which we will believe in it for صفات الله عز وجل. What's meaning for صفات?
Names.
No.
Attributes.
And Asma'ullah?
The names.
So from where we know these two things? From the Quran and Sunnah. Who can say now for me all what we say? Yalla. Cello. Yalla. Bismillah, yeah. With the papers. Say all what we say. I want to eat now. And to hear for you.
Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is...
First, Tawheed is the three thing. Yeah. Say it, the three things, then you start one. All right?
Tawheed is in three categories. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, which is Tawheed al-Lordship. Tawheed al-Uluhiyyah, or Tawheed al-Ibadah, which is Tawheed al-Worship. And there's Tawheed al-Asma wa Sifat, which is Tawheed of Allah's names and His attributes. Tawheed al-Rububiyyah is the creatorship, or the lordship of Allah. He is the one who creates everything, the whole universe. He's the one who sustains, and he's the one under whose control everything is. In Surah Zukhruf, Allah says, in Ayah 9, Allah says, if you ask them to the creation, if you ask them who created the heavens and the earth, they will say, Al-Aziz, Al-Alim, i.e. Allah. Because they believe that Allah was the controller of the universe.
And who's they?
The Quraysh.
Quraysh.
The Quraysh. They believe that Allah was the controller of
Kuffar Quraysh.
The Kuffar Quraysh. The Kuffar Quraysh believe that Allah was the controller and he had all the power. And so all the Kuffar Quraysh, they believed in Allah's creatorship. That he sustained everything. All the human beings believe that no one controls the universe except Allah. Tawhid al-Uluhiyya or Tawhid al-Ibadah is that all the worship is due to Allah. It's for Allah alone. That all the worship is for Allah alone. And that he has the full right to be worshipped.
Mustahak, alright.
He has the full right to be worshipped. Allah says in another ayah that Allah is the haq, and he has the full right to be worshipped. And everything against this is futile. It's falsehood. It's batil. Everything is batil. False. And one of the it says that, you know, the three.
Where are you now? Which tawhid you are?
Al al ibad.
Tawhid al uluhiyya.
So there's the worship means two things.
All right.
Worship means two things. First one.
You say when we say the word the worship under it
under two categories.
Uh-huh.
First category is that it is a name given for everything that Allah likes and agrees and is pleased with, for things that we say and do, for that which is apparent and hidden on our tongues and actions.
Mm-hmm.
And category number two is to submit
the action, the tongue, it's all of it, everybody will see it. But the heart, that's what we. So when you say it, it's going to be not under what we say, under what we do.
Uh-huh.
Because the doing thing, it's going to be inside and outside.
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So. And second category is azul, to submit to
azul.
Azul.
Zul. Dalla yadillu.
To submit to Allah alone, to what He says, and keep away from what He dislikes. We do all this due to love for Him. And for his ta'zim.
We do this thing under two things. Love him
for his love
and
for his exaltation.
Ta'zim.
His exaltation.
Exaltation. No.
So, al-rububiyya is that Allah creates and controls everything. Al-ibadah is all worship is for Allah alone. Another proof for this is that, you know, in prayer, we only pray to Allah alone. And in Surah Fatiha, we say, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. All praise is for Allah, the Lord of all the worlds. In Surah Baqarah, we say, O mankind, worship your Lord who created you. Worship your Lord who created you. Here are people who believe that Allah created them. So Allah says to them, they believe that Allah created them. So Allah says to them, worship me. Worship your Lord that created you.
So it's Surah in Baqarah?
Surah Baqarah, verse 21.
21,
right. So Allah is the mustahiq who has the full right to be worshipped. Has the full right to be worshipped.
Ya Allah.
And this is the meaning of this ayah. That Allah has the full right to be worshipped.
Come. come here.
Tawheed al Asma wa Sifat. This is the Tawheed of Allah's name and His attributes. And nobody has the right to these names except Allah. Nobody has the right to these names and attributes except Allah. And Allah is one in His names and His attributes. And
brother, come here. It's better for you, or you are comfortable there?
If Farad is making singling out Allah in His names and attributes, singling out Allah. Ifrad in His names and attributes, singling out Allah in His names and attributes. And regarding there's two points. And first one is ifbat is to prove and believe for Allah that He is al-mustahiq. He has the full right for these names and His attributes. Okay. And second is that we disapprove nothing. We don't allow anything similar to Him or to liken Him to anything in creation. Like we believe that Allah has a hand, but we do not liken Him or make similitude to creation.
What's the difference from like and similar?
Like is exactly like is like a photo, is exactly like Him, and similitude is similar, like your brother is similar to you, and so on and so forth. Allah says, "Laysa kamithlihi shay' wa huwa as-sami'ul basir." That there is nothing like Him, and He is the all-seeing, all-hearing, all-seeing. In Surah Shura, verse 11. So most of the Muslim sects are against us in this type of tawheed, tawheed al-sifat, like the Sufis, Ashaira,
Maturidiyya,
and so on. And some of them say we don't say hand because it means to them, and because
something. Some of them they say nothing. It means nothing.
Some of them it means nothing to them. They say if we say Allah has a hand, then we'll make it like similitude
or exactly,
or exactly to creation.
Mm-hmm.
But Ahl Sunnah, we say that. We affirm Allah's attributes. We say that Allah has these attributes.
Nuthbit, na'am.
And we do not say how it is, but we affirm. We don't liken it to creation or make similitude to creation.
Mm.
But we say that there's nothing like Allah. But we accept and we affirm.
And we believe that He has yad, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the yad, it's different than, I say, fish, or head, or door, or tree. When God said yad, it's mean yed, hand, but it's not like anything. The dalil laysa kamithlihi shay, laysa kamithlihi shay. MashaAllah, Sheikh. Now we stop in tawhid. I think so. We spoke today enough about tawhid, and what you say it. This is supposed every brother Salafi say it. What you say it now? Tawheed al-uluhiyya, wa tawheed al-rububiyya, wa tawheed al-asma'i wa sifat. Believe me, brother. I say and I swear to God. What you say, if you go my country, Kuwait, maybe you saw many of who have beard and they are from du'at, they don't know about this thing in my country. I'm not saying in other countries. In Jazeera al-Arabiyya. And they know about this, they don't know about this even 50%. They can't say even 50% what you are saying. Because they are running after politics. And this is the way of the shaitan. They are taking them. Because if they go in this way, more and more, they will become clear under the Sharia of Islamia. And they will see the thing and they will be a different people, but that's shaitan what he took them to. Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala ashraf khalqillah Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi afdal salah wa iskat taslim. Sayakun al kalam inshallah. We will speak about the tawheed. Yesterday we spoke about the Tawheed, which they say it in English, monotheism, or oneness. And we spoke about this thing, that under this name, the oneness or monotheism, three things: توحيد الألوهية وتوحيد الربوبية وتوحيد الأسماء والصفات. And today we will speak about why God create us. Why God create us. God create us for عبادته. And العبادة in English, what is it?
The worship.
God creator create us for the worship for him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the دليل for what I'm saying, في قول الله تعالى in سورة الذاريات آية number 56, وما خلقت الجن والإنس إلا ليعبدون God said, I create الجن, and I didn't find what exactly the meaning for الجن, and in English I couldn't find, and I ask my brother about it. I couldn't find al-jinn. God create the jinn and the human being to what shah? To the worship mean alone subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we spoke yesterday about what's meaning for ibadah. Can you remember what's meaning for ibadah? The worship. God create us and the jinn, and the Muslim believe that there is a life for the jinn. And the jinn, it's from al-ghayb. You know what's meaning for ghayb?
Unseen.
Huh?
The unseen.
Like Jannah and Nar and what's in Qabr. It's unseen, right? So al-jinn, it's from the unseen, and we believe in it. And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he come for us and for them. So the jinn, there is from them who is Muslim, and there is from them who is not Muslim. Like the human being, there is a Muslim and there is not a Muslim. That's why al-jinn, it's from maddat, from al-jim wal-noon. وهما يدلان على الخفاء والاستتارة والاستتار. يعني it's mean استترة من الاستتار, يعني it's mean from thing that you can't see it. This is, we call it in Arabic ستار, something cover, something cover, for covering, you can't see it, it's cover. So God create us and the jinn to what?
To the
worship of Allah Jalla wa Ala. And God, he sent for the human being, all the human being, a Nabi or Rasul.
And the delil of the Quran, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. Surah An-Nahl, Ayah 36. So God said in this ayah, we send 36, ayah 36 number. God said in this ayah, and this is the dalil that God sent in every nation a Nabi and Rasul. That's why God said, وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. وَمَا كُنَّا مُعَذِّبِينَ حَتَّى نَبْعَثَ رَسُولًا. What's the meaning for it? God will not punish if he don't send a Rasul or Nabi for the nature nature or for al-bashariya of the people. Sorry, can mankind, man is especially for man, or it's for man and women. Mankind. All right. So Allah Azza wa Jal, he don't a bunch who not heard about the Nabi or the Rasul. That we have Ahlul Fatra. You remember I told you about this? What's meaning for Ahlul Fatra? What combination? Ahlul Fatra, not al Fitra. This is different between Ahlul Fitra and Ahlul Fatra. Ahlul Fatra who's not listening for Nabi and Rasul. Like after Adam. They are Ahlul Fatra. They don't hear about Nabi or Rasul. So God not a bunch these kind of people. They have another exam in Yawm Al-Qiyamah. God will make for them specially exam. Why? Because they are from Ahlul Fatra. It means they don't know about the Risala. What's the Risala? The message of the Allah Azza wa Jal, Risalatullahi Jalla wa Ala. Here's the question: what's the reason or al-hikmah for the sending Allah the Anbiya and the Rusul? What's the reason for Allah Jalla wa Ala sending the Anbiya and the Rusul? Two, Iqamat al-Hujjah. First, Iqamat al-Hujjah. What's meaning for Iqamat al-Hujjah?
To establish proof.
To establish the proof. First, to establish the proof. What's the delil for what I'm saying? To establish the proof. قال تعالى رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين. رسلا مبشرين ومنذرين. لإلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. لإلا يكون للناس على الله حجة بعد الرسل. They don't have excuse after the prophet and Nabi when they come. أقيمت عليهم الحجة. What's meaning أقيمت عليهم الحجة? Already established the proof. When the Nabi come and the Rasul come, it means they established the proof. The proof, they done the proof of الحق. This is Surah An-Nisa 165. This is the first reason of sending Allah Jalla wa Ala Ar-Rusul wal-Anbiya. The second, Rahmah. The second reason, Rahmah. What's meaning for Rahmah?
Mercy.
Mercy?
Mercy.
Alright. Can you give me your dictionary, Stobit? So the second we say it's mercy. MERCY. The dalil for what I'm saying, the Rasul, Allah Azza wa Jal, they send the Anbiya or Rusul. The second reason, mercy. And the dalil, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. Surah Al-Anbiya 107. And it means we send you, and here Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the people. You know, you need to go to the doctor, I think so. You become mercy, to be mercy for them. And here is we supposed to see to say something that the human being, they don't know exactly what's supposed to do, what they supposed to do, and what's the way right and what's the way wrong exactly. I mean, this is important word, exactly. They know, yes, that the fire is hurt. They will know it, right? Without the Prophet. But not everything they will know that it's right and it's wrong. So that's why God sent the Prophet for the people to be mercy for them. And God said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. سورة الإسراء 23. God said, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إلا إياه. وبالوالدين إحسانا. في هذه الآية, in this ayah which we say it, وقضى ربك, it means the judgment of Allah for the people. Salaam wa rahmatullah. Welcome, brother. That you must تعبدون الله, worship Allah جل وعلا. So the judgment of creating Allah Azza wa Jal, the people to worship Allah جل وعلا, and the judgment in the Sharia of Islam, Sharia al-Islamiyya, it's become two kind: judgment shari'i wa judgment kawni. Judgment shari'i and judgment kawni. Kawni, from the life, kawn. Kaf. Kawni. Kaf. Kawni. The judgment shari'i, the judgment shari'i maybe will happen and maybe it will not happen. The judgment shari'i, maybe it's happen and maybe not happen, like al-ibadah, the worship Allah. Maybe it's happen and maybe it's not happen. With the kafirin it must happen, right? And the, with the Muslim, it's a, Allah, he ordered this thing, so he judgment to pray for him and to dua for him and isti'ana bihi. وإياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. But it may be heaven and it may be not heaven. But the judgment كوني, it will happen. And some of it like it Allah, and some of it not like it Allah Jalla wa'ala. The judgment kawni, some of it God like it and some of it God not like it. كَقَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, like when God said, وقضينا إلى بني إسرائيل في الكتاب لتفسدن في الأرض. You will make bad in the earth for بنو إسرائيل. For بنو إسرائيل, the Jewish. توكيد لتفسدن. You will make a wrong thing in the earth against what Allah said. This is qada kawni. This is something God, he don't want it, he don't like it, but it will happen 100%. But al qada al-shari'i, maybe it's happen. Al qada al-shari'i, it means the judgment الشرعي, الجدجمنت الشرعي, جدجمنت شرعي, maybe will happen, maybe will not happen. Judgment كوني will happen 100%. Judgment شرعي, all of it God, he love it. Judgment شرعي, all of it the God love it, like عبادة, the worship for Allah. all of it under the worship of Allah. But the judgment al-kawni, something God love it and something God not love it, or he don't love it, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
What is the shar'i or kawni? What do you mean?
Shar'i, it's a religion. Judgment of the religion. A judgment kawni from the life. Judgment of the life. Judgment of the religion and judgment of the life. The judgment of the religion, all of it, God love it, but maybe it's heaven, maybe it's not. The judgment of dunya, al-kawni, the life, some of it God love it, and some of it God not love it. Here's a question. Why God subhanahu wa ta'ala do the thing, the judgment for judgment al-kawni, for a thing he don't like it and he make it? This is lihikmah for Allah jalla wa ala, a reason God know it jalla wa ala. Judgment al-kawni, we said the judgment kawni, there is something like it Allah Azza wa Jal, he love it Allah, and there is something against what Allah love it, right? So the question, why Allah Azza wa Jal did this thing, the answer, that the hikmah, Allah, he done this thing, and Allah adil. What's meaning for adil?
Just
for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's a just, right? So it's gonna be for a reason that he know it jalla wa ala when he did it. Like when you say the shaitan, why he's there? This is God, he done it, and a reason he knows it jalla wa ala. And God said, لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. لا يسأل. God, we don't ask him why you do this, why you do that. We are, yes, God will ask us, but we not ask the God about why he done this and why he done that. Get it? This is the manhaj of Salafiyyah. لا يسأل عما يفعل وهم يسألون. So we don't ask why God done this and why that. But we know that the judgment is two things. Judgment shari, maybe it will happen and maybe it's not happen. And this is from قَوْلِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ. This is قضاء شرعي. That the judgment, shari judgment, that you're supposed to pray for God and worship for Allah and to take care of your parents. That's what God judgment say about this ayah. But this is, maybe it's heaven, maybe it's not heaven. If he, the man come kafir, hear this judgment and he don't listen for it, it means he didn't do it, right? But the judgment of al-kawni for life, judgment of the life, no, it will happen. It will happen like وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلِ فِي الْكِتَابِ لَتُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ وَلَتَعْلُنَّ عُلُوًا كَبِيرًا فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ. The end of the ayah. It's from al-Isra.
in this ayah, God speak about al-ubudiyya. What is it? Al-ubudiyya, the worship. The worship, it's become three kind. One, for all the people, even the kuffar.